You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. It's a great pleasure to say we are joined by two of the country's preeminent experts on national security matters, especially as they relate to the vulnerability of America's electric grid. I think it's fair to say that most of us take the reliability of the system that supplies us with power as a given, more or less like oxygen. We breathe it in and it's there. Unfortunately, that ain't necessarily so. And I'm so pleased to have with us the chairman, president, director, driving force, I don't know, Führer über alles of a fantastically important organization, the Foundation for Resilient Societies, Thomas Popick, and Michael Mabee, who is the author of the civil defense book, Emergency Preparedness for a Rural or Suburban Community. Gentlemen, we are delighted to have both of you on, and God willing, we're going to have two segments with you. So I'd like to start by setting the stage a little bit for this conversation. You've both studied closely. You understand intimately. You've done incredibly important work laying out for the rest of us what's wrong with our electric grid. Start by sharing some of that with us.
Certainly, Frank. This is Tom Popick with Foundation for Resilient Societies. What's wrong with our electric grid is it's not secured against attack by foreign enemies. And moreover, it's inadequately regulated. Most of the security for the electric grid is simply voluntary measures. And we cannot, as a nation, rely on voluntary measures for something that our lives depend on every day.
When you say underregulated or voluntary measures, that seems totally incredible. I mean, this is this gigantic infrastructure spanning the country and providing, as you say, sort of life essential services. How could it be, Tom Popick or Michael, if you care to join in, that it is so poorly regulated and as a result, so vulnerable?
Sure. I'd like to take that. Mike, maybe. The grid, and actually a lot of people might not understand exactly what the grid is, but the grid is actually thousands of companies that are involved in the generation, transmission, and distribution of electric power. And of course, this entity, the grid, is what every critical infrastructure in the United States is dependent on. And so, you know, Congress has said if the grid goes down for a long period of time, hundreds of thousands or millions of Americans could die as a result. So, you know, it's a national security issue, the security of the grid. Now, the interesting thing is the grid, all these thousands of companies are self-regulated. So the United States government can't tell the grid to harden itself against attacks. It has to go through this mind-numbingly complex process of self-regulation to get any kind of rules up. And Foundation for Resilient Societies has been instrumental in trying to hold the government accountability to get the government accountable to having some modicum of security rules to hold the grid to. And this has been quite a challenge.
Well, I get that. And I want to develop it a little bit further because of some of the recent toing and froing that's been taking place specifically with respect to cyber. But just, Tom, can you explore this with us just a little bit further? There is a process that involves something called the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, and something called the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, NERC, as it's known. What's up with FERC and NERC, and why is it so deficient in terms of an effective regulatory system on behalf of the American people whose survival may depend upon what they do?
Certainly. I'm going to just contrast the regulation of the electric grid to the regulation of food and drugs. So we have a FDA in the United States because people were ingesting tainted food and they would die. So the FDA can then set a regulation which is mandatory. For the electric utility industry, it's a very different process. There's a self-regulatory body called the North American Electric Reliability Corporation. This self-regulatory body has the sole authority to set standards for the reliability of the electric grid. The governance of this organization is about 70% representatives of electric utilities, so it's a fox guarding the hen house kind of thing. There's this nominal overlay that the standards that are developed by NERC, as it's called, have to be approved by an obscure federal agency, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. In practice, FERC, as it's called, takes a very light hand, and they almost all the time just approve the standards that are set by this self-regulatory body, NERC.
In other words, a kind of rubber stamp of this self-interested, self-regulating body. And Tom Popick, I want to echo what Michael maybe has said. The work that the Foundation for Resilient Societies has performed in trying to keep people honest in this process is incredibly tedious, painstaking, and yet vital work, mostly, if not entirely, obscured from public scrutiny. But talk a little bit about what your organization has been doing now for years, maybe by exploring with us this question of the latest regulations on cyber security of the grid.
Sure. I'm going to succinctly give you an example. In January of 2016, my group, Resilient Societies, proposed a petition for rulemaking for mandatory detection, reporting, and removal of so-called malware. This is when foreign attackers get into the systems of electric utilities and install malicious software. So we said there should be a program to detect the software, to remove it, and to report its detection to the federal government. We put in this petition in January of 2016. Incredibly, the FERC, Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, disregarded nearly every aspect of this petition. Well, just yesterday, the Department of Homeland Security came out with an alert. I'm going to read the title of this alert. It's Russian government cyber activity targeting energy and other critical infrastructure sectors. The alert goes on for pages, but a key part of the alert is the insertion of malware into the systems of electric utilities.
Oh, sink me. You know, this is, I'm fond of saying, in the intelligence world, the technical term for this is a clue. We're talking about being people put on notice that we've got a problem here. So what has the FERC's response to that been?
Well, I think that FERC views itself as essentially a partner with electric utilities in this program of mostly voluntary compliance. There's this so-called docket process where these electric utilities can put in comments that say how they really shouldn't be regulated. And on this particular point, I think Mike maybe could really shed some perspective because he's put a lot of work into reading some of these docket comments from the utilities. Mike, what's your perspective?
Yeah, my perspective is, you know, in being involved in this latest one, you know, on the cyber, and we had quite a few people put comments in about the cybersecurity of the grid. And the electric industry's response was that putting these types of cybersecurity safeguards in place is unduly burdensome and unnecessary. And, you know, I'm scratching my head and I'm thinking, okay, so the electric industry is telling Americans that their safety and the safety of their family and you know, their very lives, you know, protecting that is unduly burdensome and unnecessary.
It sounds as though we're inconvenient to them, doesn't it? Gentlemen, we have to pause for just a second. We'll be right back with more with Tom Popick and with Michael Mabee, a military veteran of two deployments in Iraq, the author of civil defense book, Emergency Preparedness for a Rural or Suburban Community, right after this.